to Mpumalanga, not Ethiopia. I was just talking to somebody who's going to Ethiopia. So comrades, members from Mpumalanga should not read me as saying Mpumalanga is Ethiopia. I was just talking to somebody now on the phone who was saying Ethiopia, so I'm very sorry. I think we left, we had a meeting as a continuation of yesterday. We were to consider and adopt the report, which is the item that we will deal with now. But we will start with the minutes. I hope that all members do have the copies of the minutes. We'll start with the minutes of the 31st, which is yesterday. And then we'll go to the second set of minutes where we dealt with today. So I will start, honorable members, with the minutes dated Tuesday, the 31st July. They are not, the first page is not numbered. Is there anything on the first page or for on the set of the 31st of July? If there's none, I'll go to page number 2. Yeah, it's only 2 pages. The third page is just for signature. Is there any matter arising? Page 1. Page 2. Can I then, if there's no matter arising, can I then have a member moving for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Klemwa. Seconded by Honorable Skosan. We'll go to the second set.
Can I just propose that we deal with the second set after we have adopted the report?
The report, okay.
Because that's the minutes of what would have happened today.
Thanks for the intervention, Coach. Members, in front of us, we're having a report which we have had the opportunity to go through. It's a three-page report. Is there anything on the report on the first page? Honorable de Villas? First page, second page, honorable members? Nothing. Honorable Banga.
I want to check, Chair, just on the report in terms of the processes that we've followed. Whether are we not supposed to put, because the report on the incident of the two candidates who were not, remember I raised this issue yesterday. Two candidates who were disqualified and also the other one who didn't come, that this other candidate didn't come on the basis he was disqualified opportunities. Just to give a report on that, because I still expect that we'll get a written report, because I still want to take it into Parliament, not only on this matter, that people continue to be disqualified by the NPA or the people who are dealing with security clearance unfairly without valid reasons because of the errors in which the NPA is doing. But I don't know whether we're going to put that. Is it correct for us to put it or is not correct for us to put it? But I still believe that I would need to see that copy of that report.
Also, I want to say something, then I'll have noted the three honourable members.
Okay. Chair, in terms of procedures, you cannot put specific names. That's why the paragraph is in the manner that it is, because this becomes a public document, that's one. Because otherwise you can compromise the individuals that you end up discriminating or causing them prejudice. unnecessary, the same thing that you are trying to avoid, Honorable Mbang. That's why on the paragraph there, we are reporting to say we had two candidates who were shortlisted but never being interviewed, and therefore one was able to get assistance, got interviewed, the other one did not respond. So that paragraph covers what you are raising. Because even the reports, unfortunately, Honorable Mbang, you cannot have access to that report. Because you need, in order for you to have access, the person must give you permission. So there are a lot of complications around that. Hence, we can't even name the individuals here. But I'm just saying, in terms of the standard of the report, it's covered, and it's what we are expected to do. We are not expected to go beyond here.
Only one follow-up. I don't have a problem with that. I think I understand, because now after you referred me to the paragraph, I've got to understand it. But the point is that now I want the culprits. I want the NPA people who took the decision.
It's not NPA. Let's discuss that outside the meeting. But suffice to say, the report covers everything, even to say that there were two people who did not get security clearance subsequent to us intervening. I don't want to read the paragraph, Honorable Mbang.
No. The point, I want to follow up to these people who misled us.
No, but we can't put that on our honorable members. I've noted you. We can't put that on our report. I think as members of parliament, we've got an ample time to raise whatever issue it in a decent experience. So you can have time. You don't have to use our report to want to raise that particular issue.
Oh, my question is very simple.
Let's just assist. Let me assist you.
Which office is that? Yeah.
Oh, they did not mislead us, that's why. We were not misled in terms of the report of the candidates. But there are procedures in the country regulated by the law that once I have been charged, that record remains with me until I go and write. That's why even a person who has been found guilty, Honorable Mbang, of a criminal charge, for you to have that criminal charge removed against you, you must write to the president again so that that criminal charge can be removed against you. The same way, with me being charged, if I have done and somebody goes and lays a charge against me to say I have raped, and then that charge is withdrawn, it's not removing. It becomes part of your records. You are once appeared, because you have appeared before the magistrate or the high court or the judge. That remains. What the process had to do, that's why we had to assist the comrades or whoever that, not the comrades, I'm from another, we had to assist the candidates. Oh yeah, legal wants to assist us on this one. So that I don't even get into trouble. Maybe he's worried.
Let's give the legal person.
I'm getting into trouble.
Thank you, Chairperson. Basically, what the Chairperson has articulated is to a certain degree how the system works. But the only thing I want to clarify is that only the conviction is recorded and remains with you. But the charging and the process in the court proceedings until there is a verdict that you are guilty, it can't be recorded as a record that remains for the rest of your life. Only once the magistrate or the judge has given a ruling and a finding that you are guilty of A, B, C, D, and that is a conviction. But the charging and all that, and if they withdraw in the process and not come to the finality that there is a conviction, you cannot have that recorded against your name as something that the bureaucrats can have access to. Only once there is a conviction.
Honorable Nyambi, do you still want to speak? I see your hand up, Honorable Nyambi.
I want to say, Chairperson, let us not lose sight and go to issues that we resolved yesterday and focus on the business of the day. And after the clarification, suffice to say, we can proceed and go to page 2.
I want to the House entirely.
Honorable Mbanga, I have not said you must speak. Now, okay. Whether you want to speak in any meeting, must raise your hand.
Just an order. I think I'm not understood here.
No, but I've not said you must speak.
Okay.
You're not understood, but I've not said you must speak. Now, honorable members, is there anything on page 2?
Order, I'd call an order, Chair. Remember, call an order, it's procedural. Don't just take
okay,
me for granted.
Okay, let's listen to your
don't
order.
Just take me for granted, yeah. I'm raising issues because I want to assist.
Raise your point of order, Honorable Mbanga.
But I'm saying, don't take me for granted. If I raise an order, it's in the rules of this House that you raise a point of order. I don't want you to take me for granted, not at all. The point that I'm calling you out of order, I'm not asking all this detail. It has nothing to do with this, but it's part of information I need. Which office was dealing with this? I want to write a letter to them. Not in relation to this, in relation to how they handle issues of national importance. Only that's the name of the office, full stop. I will take it up myself, this thing.
Honorable Skosana, we are closing on this matter.
No, Chair. I should think I'm covered by Mbangi when he's saying we must deal with the report separately. That one is fine. Number two, I don't think, Chair, it's proper for any member of this committee go out of the collective and raise issues related to this interview unless that member is getting a permission from this committee, become a resolution of this committee and say, you can go and raise this. This is an interview anyway. This is an interview. That's what I want to request members to understand. Thanks.
Thank you very much, members. Every time I'm chairing, since we started the interviews, there are issues. There should be something wrong with me here. Honourable members, is there anything on page 2 on the report? None. Page 3, the recommendations, is there anything? Honourable Mlenzani.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, on the numbering of the recommended candidates, I want to propose that there be an agreed upon order. Either one you consider, because for us, this is just blanket. To avoid any unnecessary perceptions. Either you consider ordering in terms of alphabetic order, or you consider candidates as they entered into the interview, or whatever, avoiding a situation where one would begin to ask questions as to why this number down there and this other one up there. Otherwise...
I think your point is made. I'm agreeing that you should take it alphabetically and remove the numbers and remove the number. Just put them alphabetically. Okay. Is there any other team members? Can I have a hand moving for the adoption of the report as a true reflection of what we've done? Honorable Mlenzani moves. Honorable Makubela seconds. Thank you, honorable members. We now go into... What is left now? The minutes of the 1st of August, the beginning of Women's Month. Is there anything on page 1 of the minutes? Page 2, the two page reports, the third page, just. Okay.
Members, you must note that the minutes we are dealing with also include the proceeding now, because this is our last sitting. That's why you will see the blanks there. Immediately we are done, where it says the report was adopted by, like it was said, it will put your name and the person that seconded and just below. So you need to know those two things. Thanks.
Honorable De Villiers.
Chair, can I just request that we break for, say, 10 minutes or so,
And then this, the minutes here in front of us dealing with it now, those blank spaces can be filled in. And then after that, coming back after the 10 minutes, and then we can just approve the minutes.
Okay, I'll give you a question. Honorable Makubela and Honorable Nyambi. And the last one.
Chair, item 3 on page 2. That's where the names of Honorable Mlenzana as a person who moved and Makubela, who seconded, will go in. It's a matter that we have just handled. Now we're on item 4, which we have not conducted, and we're going to be doing that now. My view was that when I went through this one, I have not picked up anything which is a challenge. And one, I was going to be moving for the adoption of the minutes. But then I wanted Chair as well to attend to the request being made that probably would need some break, which I don't feel it's necessarily needed. Now, I had thought that if we are able to adopt, it means when the minutes are done, we'll have those names indicated there accordingly. But then I did not understand what Honorable de Villiers perhaps wanted, whether he wants the names to be put in and then we wait there be typed, come back to see them typed in, and then adopt again with the names in there. Because if that is the way to go, I thought really it's not necessary, unless I do not understand him well.
Honorable members, I've noted Honorable Nyambi, but what the process is that the only thing in the minutes that is led, like Honorable Makubela says, to just to put in the names that Makubela proposed and was seconded by this. And the co-chairperson has still to sign the minutes. Now, we will not sign with the blank spaces like this. And after we have signed the minutes, we will send them to members so that members can just, because it's only the name, so that we don't misrepresent it, that we can't say Honorable Kubai seconded when it was only seconded by Honorable Nyambi. So I don't think that should really be an issue, that we break for just putting in the names. I would wish to respect members, and I think we were dealing with this process openly and honestly. So there's no way that, as long as there's nothing substantial in the minutes that we are raising, it's only the names. Honorable Nyambi, you wanted to speak? And Honorable Tsek, I see Honorable Banga's hand is also up now.
I'm covered by Makubela, and taking it further, seconding that when dealing with the four, that we adopt as they are, and even taking it further to say, even when you go to closure, it will reflect the time the meeting is going to adjourn. So basically, I wanted to raise all the points that were correctly captured by Honorable Makubela.
You still want to speak on the same matter?
Yeah, no, it's not on the same matter, it's on the other matter, Chair, on point two.
Okay.
I don't see any consistency, Chair, with regard to any other set of minutes that you have adopted and this one. Because when you look at paragraph 2, there's an indication that this honorable member have moved for the nomination of this person, and this honorable member has seconded. But in the previous minutes, we have not done that. We have not identified or we have not singled out members in. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think the honorable member is right. Honorable Banga?
Yeah, I think that assertion is also correct.
Okay.
For minute taking. But we must remove that, is that we must say the committee have agreed on this. And secondly, then just put the names and then we endorse. I agree because the minutes are what we're discussing today. It's not difficult. Therefore, I want to move that we give you an opportunity to sign them.
I should think that we're done on this particular issue. We have considered the report and it has been seconded, it is adopted. Now, on the minutes that you just read now, can I see a mover for the adoption of the minutes of today? Actually, Honorable Kubera said he's doing the moving and seconded by Honorable Nyambi. And that is that, Honorable Members. Thank you very much. The last item on the agenda, I don't know, Coach, if you want to say something.
Thanks, Co-Chairperson. I think this is our last sitting as the ad hoc committee responsible for the appointment of the NYDA board. I think it's appropriate from the side of the Chairperson to thank members for the cooperation, the spirit that we worked in, openness, transparency, in terms of consensus. We did not have to vote on anything. It has not been easy. We tried our level best as the team, working together to ensure that we have an outcome that we can all feel comfortable and feel proud to be able to associate with, and that we can take accountability for. With those few words, Chair, I would like to thank all honourable members that you've literally put aside your political party heads and worked together, committed to this. Long hours at times during the interviews. Yesterday as well, we worked long hours. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for the cooperation and the respect that you have given us as co-chairpersons, and the commitment you've shown and the trust in our leadership. Thank you very much. And those are my few words, Chair, as we close.
Okay, thank you very much, Co-Chair. Now, all members, thanks. I don't want to delay. What is going to happen from here? We are going to ATC the report. The National Assembly will get the report. We'll then have a report on the 7th of August. We'll then report in the NCOP on the 16th of August. Then we can publicize the names and take them to the presidency. That's the procedure. So we are done, but myself and the co-chair will still continue until the 16th. So I'm sure that we will not reconvene before the 16th. We still a committee until the 16th, but we are done with our business. Until we have reported to Parliament, we still a committee. So if there are some fruits, we must get every day the committee. We'll get the fruits and the appetizers. Thanks very much.
Sorry, Chair. I want to bring this to your attention. Because when it happened, I don't want you to be shocked and say what Banga is saying. Remember here, we also, whilst we dealt with this issue and we agree on certain issues and the other issues we might not agree, we report to our parties. When the report comes, we might be, the party might reflect that we accept or we make a declaration. You must not be shocked and then when they report and then the organization says we'll do a declaration. You must understand. Okay.
No, it's procedural. We know that as Parliament. It's fine.
Yeah.
But as a committee...
No, but I'm just...
As long as we don't disown the report as a committee. Can we close it, Honorable Nyambi? Honorable Nyambi, yes?
No, Chair, I don't want to delay your meeting. I wanted to conclude, but I wanted to be clarified. I was a little bit lost when he said they might. It seems as if there are some things that they might even surprise us. I thought we have resolved as a collective.
I think Honorable Nyambi is right, Honorable Members. That is the understanding of a consensus and of a decision-making in the country. But if we, for some reasons that are not known to us, want to be sarcastic and make other things, let's have that opportunity. The committee has done its work. Thanks very much.